Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Golden State Warriors, who have won two in a row. And have you noticed the Warriors can't even figure out winning this year? They can't even figure out winning. They win. They win by 23, and everybody's still pissed off.
Not everybody.
Well, the post-game press conference, Steph Curry did not sound happy that all the questions weren't about how awesome they all are now. And I get it. I totally understand it. You know, Steph tried to relay, he's like, I don't know if you all know what it's like in the locker room right now, but we got a great playlist going. We are bumping. We're having fun. We have won two games in a row. We won this one going away. This is happy times. But of course, all anybody wanted to ask was about Draymond Green, which is quite, and Steph said, he goes, I get it. But yeah, that's the deal. The Golden State Warriors have sort of, I think they've fallen over the ledge. You know how they've always kind of been riding the fence of great team, big soap opera. Big soap opera, great team. This year, they are much more soap opera than team. I mean, we've got Jonathan Kuminga v. Steve Kerr.
Jonathan Kuminga v. DNP.
Right. We've got fan base v. pods.
Yep.
Draymond versus the world. Let's be real. He's just yelling at anybody who will listen and anybody who won't right now. And I'm probably forgetting some other stuff.
Well, like Kuminga in the offseason, certainly. And
well, it's Kuminga.
I mean, the Kuminga portion of the soap opera is multi-layered. You know, it's the offseason, and then it's, oh boy, he's back. Don't trade him. JK Day is coming. Then he's not playing. Then he gets a 9-minute bone thrown his way, and then he doesn't play again.
Which I did not like. By the way, I said there was a different Warrior that I wanted to talk about last night. I don't like the way this went down this week from Steve Kerr. I was really hoping that we would get a chance to talk to him today, but we'll ask him next week. If you're going to come out and say, Jonathan's had a great week in practice, I really want to reward him, we are going to move him back into the rotation. To me, that means two things. A, when you play him, it needs to be more than 9.5 minutes. And B, it needs to be more than one game. Like that felt very surface level and dismissive to me, almost as if somebody told him that he needed to play Jonathan. So off he went, and here, Jonathan, here's 9 minutes and 32 seconds of a basketball game. Jonathan makes one shot. It's like, okay, check that off of our list. Now he comes sit back here next to me. Then he's sick the next game. Now he's back from being sick, and he gets another coach's decision DNP last night?
Yep.
And that's with no Draymond at all, in like for the majority,
3 minutes of the third
majority
quarter, yep.
of the second half? And I know they found something and they were gigging and all of that. So that's great. Like, here's where I stand on this. I'm not saying he's got to play Jonathan Kuminga or anyone for that matter. But if you're going to, do it. And don't make a public statement that you're going to do it and then not really do it.
Well, he did it. I mean, that's 9.5 minutes. He gave him a look.
Nine and a half minutes for one game?
Yeah, maybe he didn't like what he saw from Jonathan Kuminga.
Look, maybe. But that I'd like to hear his answer. I'd like to hear his answer. And maybe there is a good explanation.
It's a little bit of a broken record because he's been saying the same things over and over and over. But
then he said something different before that game.
Right.
He said, I'm going to reward him. I'm going to move him into the rotation. And I would argue he didn't really. And I would just love to learn why. And again, I don't know what conversations have happened behind the scenes, but if I were Jonathan, this would have ticked me off. Probably more than not playing. To tell everybody I'm going to play and then kind of still not play.
I think that I'd be equally, if not more, ticked off if I were Buddy Hield. So Buddy gets a DNP, ending his long games played streak. And then last night, Buddy's not going to play. And now it's garbage time and you pop him in there for 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
What's wrong with that?
That's a little bit, it's a little embarrassing to go from you play every game all the time, you're buttered, you and Jimmy have this buddy comedy, you got bobbleheads that the team produced for you and your buddy, and you're struggling, you're slumping, you're having a bad year, now you get DNP, bye-bye games played streak. I don't know how important that is to him, but it's kind of a cool thing. And then, okay, now you get to play 3 minutes in mop-up time. Normally you don't bring out a vet like that to mop up a game. You could have gone to, you know, with Pat and Will and the Stay Ready crew, the Stay Ready Fresh Kids, but that to me was a little disrespectful.
I guess. To me, that's only disrespectful if Buddy sees it that way. Because Buddy loves shooting so much that maybe he was like, yeah, get me in there. I want to fire one up. And he did, and it went in.
You got three rebounds, too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that helps. Maybe that helps him be a part of the Stay Ready crew. Maybe that in some way it's like stay in your rhythm. We don't know when we're going to need you. Again,
I guess. Yeah.
To me, it's disrespectful if Buddy was like, "Don't put me. I'm 33 years old. I'm part of the Stay Ready crew, not the mop up crew." So, but I doubt that. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy to me. I don't know Buddy Hield. We only know what we see. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy to me.
No, he's probably happy-go-lucky most of the time.
Put me in for as many minutes as you can.
I get it, but I mean, 3 minutes, just, I saw that and I was like, wow, this is surprising to me because normally, you know, when you're going to mop it up, you go with the young guys or the guys who really never play, not a guy who recently has been kind of pulled from the rotation.
And then the Draymond thing for me, and by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. The Draymond thing to me, just sort of like, because it's all of the stuff. I thought it was a soft double tech the other night, but it happened. And even this argument, all I can do is look at the look on Steve's face as it's happening on the bench. It almost looked kind of sheepish. It looked to me like he almost was like, if this is how you feel, then we're not going to, we'll go with someone else. And then that's when Draymond's like, I'm out of here. And Moses at a certain period is standing in between the two to calm it down, but only one person's yelling. Steve is kind of like, it's almost like pleading with him a little bit, but only one person is screaming. And to me, this lands fully in the availability subject. We talk about players all the time and seemingly rip them for their lack of availability, Al Horford, Ricky Pearsall, but that stuff is actually largely out of their control. Draymond has availability problems when he's healthy. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That is two home games that you've left early because of your emotions. And whatever anyone wants to say, we can get to next whether or not the Warriors are playing better without him. I'm not even there yet. I can't even assess that. Because if you're somebody whose emotions literally drive you to be unavailable twice in a week, twice in 3 days?
This has happened time and time again.
But it finally stopped last year. He promised that that was not going to happen, and it didn't. And here we are again.
Here we are. Two texts, and you're gone, you're arguing with your coach, and now you've got to leave because the intensity of the tension has boiled over, and so now you're just not going to play basketball anymore. You go to the locker room, and that's that. And they talked after the game, and they didn't want to reveal it was a private matter. I get it, but it's a long, long relationship. And how many of these incidents have there been that we don't know anything about? Whether it's,
for sure,
intense conversations or who knows what has gone on. And yeah, you get to the point at this juncture of your career where you're not as good as you were. You're getting older, and that's frustrating. And, I'm just looking at the play that prompted the timeout, and he makes just a horrendous pass from just inside a half court. It's like a diagonal, easy takeaway for Orlando, and Kerr calls timeout, and I think they got into it over that. Lazy pass.
Mike Dunleavy was asked recently about potential trades at the deadline, and he brought up two things. Number one, he goes, don't expect a Jimmy Butler-level trade. But number two, he starts talking about we need to learn how to improve this team from inside the building, and then immediately launches into paragraphs about turnovers. I think that Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, Jimmy Butler, et cetera, have, as my mom used to say, had it up to here with the turnovers. And Draymond is the biggest offender, period.
One of the biggest offenders in the league.
Yeah. And then you're going to respond to that by yelling at everybody. It's just not okay. I liked Steiny's idea earlier. I don't think Draymond should start on Thursday night.
You just punish him? You bring him off the bench?
I don't know if it needs to be framed as a punishment.
Why would you not start him?
Multiple reasons.
Because first of all, think it makes the team better?
I would like to send a message, number one. And yes, right now,
you're sending a message, that's a punishment.
No, there are messages that aren't punishment. There are absolutely messages that aren't punishment.
Well, it's a benching. It's not.
I guess, but then again, if they're all going to sit here and say, we're looking for our best lineup and all we care about is winning, you can couch it that way too. Boy, Draymond, you left and our team played probably our best half of the year. Let's check that group out again.
Yeah, I wonder, you mentioned it with Buddy, like, how does Buddy feel about getting garbage time crumbs? Well, probably better than Draymond would feel about all of a sudden going to the bench.
Yeah, but I don't care how Draymond feels about this one. Buddy, that's more like, do you want to go in? I'm not going to ask you if you want to go out. If I'm the head coach, that's my call.
Yeah, Draymond has, I'm looking at it, it's been a long time. He came off the bench twice last year, three times the year before. So he's done it, other than early in his career where he only came off the bench. But, now at this juncture, when it comes on the heels of this episode, it would be viewed as a punishment.
I don't even care if it's viewed as a punishment. Some people thought that the Kuminga thing two weeks ago, was a punishment.
Well, it was last year, remember, when he didn't chase down that rebound and all of a sudden he's getting DNPs in the playoffs?
That was against the Kings.
Right,
yeah,
2 years ago.
A few years ago. But again, is that punishment? It's just like someone else is playing better.
Depends on how you view it, but yeah. When you're dealing with a volatile 14-year veteran and it comes on the heels of this episode where things got so heated that Draymond had to remove himself from the situation, and the very next game out, he's coming off the bench. I don't know how he would view it. I know how I would view it if I were him.
I just think that the Warriors are in a really tough spot. They've got to find their way out of making decisions based on their past. They have to do that. It was very difficult with Klay Thompson. It ended up rubbing everyone the wrong way. He left. So I get it. It's understandable. Draymond Green, for as much as everyone's feeling a certain type of way right now, is royalty in this town. He is royalty in this organization, and he deserves to be treated with respect. But how about if you use Draymond's own words against him? Everybody's got an agenda, but the problem happens when your agenda starts to push again.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The overall success of the team.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I think we're here.
I don't know what his agenda is. And, you know, I would imagine he thinks that he's playing as hard as anybody else, and he's trying to play as smart and play as well as everybody else. But clearly there's some disconnect in the turnovers primarily.
Yeah, and I don't know that professional sports is not about who's trying. Professional sports is about who's executing.
Okay, and if he is not executing, and he's not playing great, I would say, and you know, part of that is 14-year veteran, and you know, he's not able to do the things that he used to do. So,
well,
what are you going to do about it? Are you just going to have him sit next to Kuminga and not play at all? Or are you going to try and bring him off the bench?
I think you got to keep poking around and find what works. You have to keep poking around and find what works. And the way Steve has been coaching this year, every time something works, he wants to check it out again the next game. Well, why wouldn't you want to check out what was going on there in the second half? They looked fantastic. That was their best stretch of basketball yet.
In a while, yeah.
So let's see, they
played well earlier in the year, certainly.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of those wins over Denver and whatnot. But, yeah, you can frame it that way. And you can, you know, talk to Draymond about it and hopefully it becomes okay, because you don't want to lose any player, especially, like you said, somebody who is royalty and somebody who, quite frankly, is still your best defensive player.
No doubt.
So
you can't lose him, but at the same time, you're also, you cannot walk off the bench. You can't. Like, you just can't. Jonathan Kuminga, for 4 years now, I mean, really kind of for 2.5, has it been controversial. But this guy has been disappointed by the way he's been used, utilized, all of that. That is a very frustrating relationship for Jonathan Kuminga, right?
Yeah.
He's never walked off of a bench.
He just did the other night. He walked into the tunnel.
He didn't go to the locker room.
No, but he went in the tunnel. I mean, he left the bench, and he left the bench because he was frustrated. Draymond Green had to talk to him, which is kind of ironic now.
Do we know that for sure?
That he was frustrated? We know that he was in the tunnel.
I don't know that that's why he went down the tunnel. I don't know that.
I can't confirm that, but yeah. I'm just putting the pieces together where you come out of the game and you just go in the tunnel. I know it's different than walking to the locker room.
Yeah,
and
you can't leave.
You can't leave, but if Draymond is in a spot where he feels like it's about to boil over into a dangerous area where there's no coming back from it, then sometimes you got to remove yourself from the situation.
I guess. I mean, you're in control of that too. Like, you don't have to let it bubble over.
Well, famously, he didn't do that when Jordan Poole was getting under his skin.
Exactly, and look what that led to.
Right, so maybe he was starting to have those same feelings inside.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. So, yeah. And
yeah,
I'm not going to
control those. I mean,
clearly he has times where he struggles to control it.
I get it, but I guess what I'm saying in listening to what you're saying right now, you don't get to use the characteristic that I run hot as a reason for, therefore, I get to leave my team. Nobody else gets to do that. There's tons of people who run hot.
Right, but people get coached differently, as you always say.
No doubt.
And so,
like, we've never, have we ever talked about somebody leaving a game and just been like, but I'm cool with it because he runs hot. Like, no, you don't. That's a terrible look.
But
it's
your point,
a terrible look.
You made this point already that when he left, they started playing great. Mm-hmm. So maybe what he did was actually the best thing for the team.
I don't think that's what he was thinking.
No, but it's what, maybe that's how the team responded. And Steph in the postgame talking about vibes and we're bumping music and all the rest of it. I would imagine Draymond wasn't in there bumping along. He might have already showered and left. I don't know. I know that he and Steve Kerr spoke after the game, but look at the tension in that huddle when Draymond and Steve are going back and forth. Steph won't even look over, and the team is all mostly frozen, and then Moses kind of moseys over, pun intended, and stands in front of Draymond as a kind of a human shield.
Right.
Then he moves back away, and so, like, once he's gone, the tension is now gone.
Man, think about, I'm not going to give him credit for that.
I'm not giving him credit. I'm just saying that this is how I'm watching those human beings in that moment. It's really, really awkward.
Which actually is a concern. Those characteristics you just talk about, think about that. Steph Curry won't even look, which tells me Steph's sitting there going, okay.
Again?
Here was the 138th time we're doing this. He's sick of it. And the fact that one of the other players, albeit a young one, felt the need to, like, stand in between, almost as if he was worried that something was going to happen, that's crazy. That's not good. Like, good job, yes, but that's not good.
No, it's not good at all. And that's why I'm not excusing him leaving, but it might have been the best thing for everyone. Because, you know, you get to that spot, and I don't know if you've ever had a verbal disagreement with a spouse, but sometimes, like you say all the time, you start saying things that not only don't apply, aren't true, you're just trying to be mean and hurtful, and, you know, you escalate and she does, and then she, and then you, and pretty soon, we don't even know what we're fighting about anymore. We're just screaming at each other.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.